Welcome back to Unwritten Lives, Tales of the Unexpected, where small decisions echo longer than we expect, and sometimes the words we keep inside refuse to stay buried. Tonight's story is about a message never sent, a friendship unfinished, and a conversation that waited years to continue. This is The Last Message I Never Sent. Oliver Chun hated unsent messages. They lingered in his mind like unfinished sentences, hanging in the air long after conversations ended. Apologies he never gave replayed while he brushed his teeth. Arguments he never resolved returned while he tried to sleep. His thoughts were full of drafts, things he should have said but didn't. There was one message he remembered more clearly than the rest. 3 years ago, Oliver and his best friend Marcus had argued. Not loudly. Not dramatically. It was the quiet kind of argument that forms slowly. Canceled plans, late replies, small disappointments stacked until they finally tipped over. That night Oliver typed everything he felt. I needed you to show up. I was angry because I cared. I didn't want to lose you. He stared at the screen for 20 minutes. Then he deleted it. He decided they would talk later instead. They never did. 2 weeks after that, Marcus moved away for work. Their conversations faded into short replies and missed calls. 6 months later, Marcus died in a late-night car accident on a wet highway. Oliver never sent another message. Years passed, but the unsent word stayed. One evening while clearing storage on his phone, Oliver discovered a draft message saved in his notes app. No date. No contact name. Just the exact text he had written that night. Word for word. He didn't remember saving it. He didn't remember wanting to keep it. Yet there it was, as if the phone had refused to forget for him. He stared at the blinking cursor beneath the final sentence. Then his phone vibrated. Message sent. Oliver froze. The screen showed a conversation thread. To Marcus. His heart pounded. Marcus's number had been inactive for years. There was no way a message could go through. But beneath the text appeared a small gray word. Delivered. Oliver's throat tightened. After a few seconds, another word appeared. Read. Three dots flickered. Typing. Stopped. Typing again. The reply arrived. I waited for this. Oliver dropped the phone onto the couch like it might burn him. His hands shook as he picked it up again. This isn't funny, he typed. Who is this? The response came slowly, as if traveling from far away. You always took a long time to say important things. Oliver's eyes filled with tears. Marcus? A long pause. Then. I don't know how this works. But I know it's me. They spoke for hours that night. About school memories. About stupid jokes. About the day they met. Everything was accurate, details no one else could know. The tone felt right, the humor gentle and familiar. Yet there was something distant in the timing of the replies, like a signal crossing a great distance. Oliver asked, "Where are you?" Minutes passed. Somewhere between when you wrote the message, and when you finally meant it. He frowned at the words. That doesn't make sense. It doesn't have to, Marcus replied. The conversations continued each night. But strange things followed. Oliver's phone battery drained at midnight exactly. The screen sometimes lit while powered off. Draft messages appeared in the conversation that he had never typed.
I'm sorry.
I should have tried harder. I miss you. He never pressed send, but they appeared anyway. One night Marcus wrote, If you keep talking to me, I'll stay. Oliver stared at the message. Stay where? In the space you kept open. His chest tightened. You're not supposed to stay, he whispered aloud. The reply came slower than usual. You didn't let me leave. Oliver realized something then. The conversation wasn't bringing Marcus back. It was keeping the moment of loss alive. The argument. The regret. The unfinished goodbye. The phone wasn't connecting to his friend. It was connecting to the part of himself that never accepted the ending. His fingers hovered over the keyboard. I'm afraid if I stop, you disappear. Minutes passed before the reply came. I already did, Marcus wrote gently. This is the echo you held on to. Oliver's vision blurred. What do I do? The final message arrived. Finish the conversation. Then let it end. Oliver typed slowly. I'm sorry I didn't send it sooner. You mattered to me more than I admitted. "Goodbye, Marcus." He pressed send. For a long time, nothing happened. Then, "Goodbye, Oliver." The typing dots never returned. He deleted the conversation, deleted the backups, turned off the phone and sat in the quiet apartment until sunrise. For the first time in years, the silence didn't feel unfinished. Weeks later, he still sometimes checks his phone late at night, not expecting a message, just remembering, and feeling finally that the last words were said when they needed to be. That was Unwritten Lives, Tales of the Unexpected. Some conversations end in silence. Some end in echoes. And some only end when we finally speak the words we were afraid to send.